What is this? What is happening here? What? Who is this? What is happening here? Who are you? Who are you, really? Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, Pepper Lewis. Oh.
Did you really think we were gonna do this without me? Without Gaia?
In 2002, Jeffrey Hoppe pulled a trick on me, and we thought we were doing a tri-channel, and Ron Herman appeared from the back saying, "You can't do this without me." This is my comeuppance. It's taken 6 years. Thank you, Pepper, for hiding out all weekend.
For 8 months.
8 months, actually. That's true.
You know how many people I lied to?
I'm sorry about that.
I'm so sorry.
Right. Well, now we have the first five-way channel in history, and you're here to see it.
Guess what we're going to do? We're going to breathe. Probably didn't figure that one out, did you? Okay, let's prepare for this incredible event. So breathe deeply into the dantian, to the tummy, a few inches below, and prepare for this sacred, beautiful, joyful time. And I, for one, wish to thank the powers to be that brought us all together. It's been wonderful. And I know it has been for many of you, too. So you may want to say thank you quietly. I am. And then let's bring in a liquid golden light from the great central sun. Just bring it down through your point of essence into your crown, down your column, central column, all the way down into the center of the earth. However you feel that and see that, it could be a crystal, it could be the molten core. Just so you feel really balanced and grounded. And know that this will be an auspicious time for healing. So be aware of that. You're going to be listening to different channels. There's going to be things happening within your own group, within your own higher self, within your own soul group. So you're going to be listening at many, many levels. What's new, huh? Put your intent out for healing. And know it's done. We've come together for that. I know that. I know you. And we've talked a lot. We're all asking to move through this energy joyfully, harmoniously, in balance. And also, let's bring in this golden energy into your heart space. Just bring your intent. Breathe it in and let that golden energy go out into the waterways of the planet. The most powerful conductor. See that love going out to the rivers, the oceans, the tributaries. And let it send the harmony and love from your heart, each one of you. See it going out specifically to the areas that are going through the biggest challenge now. and hold the intent for harmony. We are just learning the power of this, the power that we have co-creating with the planet. So let's do it. Let this be. We thank you all for your co-creation. Keep breathing. Enjoy. And so it is.
I bid you good afternoon. I bid you welcome. And I say to you, if your eyes have been closed in meditation, I bid your eyes to open now. For what you see about you is a new world almost. And it is well worth seeing, albeit with different eyes. I bid you welcome to a world that is being made in your name, to a world that you are making, and perhaps one that you will rename in a generation or two. I bid you open your eyes and see a bit differently than you have. You will note, if you have not yet, that I have trained my channel to speak and to channel with eyes that are open, not for her benefit, but for yours. I have trained her thus to channel, that she would note that the eyes have many different purposes, and that to see what physically surrounds you is but one of these, only one. I say to you, the eyes are much more than that, a vital organ, one that lends itself to your practice, but now one that will reveal to you something different, a different world. For the earth remakes itself now, and you too are remaking yourselves. And the earth honors this process. So if you will look about you now, I bid you do not see lack, though every day and in every way you are told to do so. I bid you see different. Look to the face of nature, how it remakes itself, and say to yourself, I too am remaking myself, and my neighbor, and my home, and my resources. Look about with different eyes. You have different vision now. It is a peripheral vision. Let your eyes see differently. It is not simply the third eye of here that I speak. That is natural as well. But your two-eyed vision, a binary system, now will give way. And you will find that there are ternary systems. You will see that the hemispheres of the brain give way, yielding to another way of thinking, a new system of thought. And so the brain will give instruction to the eyes to see differently. You will see what was not there before. Now you have accustomed to seeing a bit of orbs about you, and that becomes almost the norm. Wait, wait, for there is much more to come. Wait and see the world that is being made. In your name, in your honor, for you and for the future generations, those whom you will name. The heart that you know now that has four chambers, I tell you that there is a fifth. A fifth chamber that knows compassion, that is that. Wait. See how your physiology now remakes itself. Use what is available to you now. Take nothing for granted. Not this moment that now avails it to you. Not the next day, nor those who greet you on the morrow. The world remakes itself now, and you do as well. Look to that. Look for that. There are new resources already on the forefront. Do not look to those that are in lack. If there is something that you must greet, then greet it and welcome it. And if something must then be let go, then do so gracefully. Do so honorably. Be it a relationship or something that you have become well accustomed to. Because there is more. Because there is so much more. Because today's truth will be less true tomorrow. Because there will be a greater truth tomorrow. Because today's truth has served you thus far. Because you have expanded it. Because you have breathed life into it. But because there is more life tomorrow. Greet that, receive that, share that, and trust what you see. Trust the vision. Trust your truth. And perhaps you will then come to trust your other senses as they continue to develop and renew themselves within you. Trust your physiology. Trust its ability to renew itself. Trust that which comes. Trust the light of the sun. Trust it as it accelerates. Do not fear the light. It is what you are, even in its acceleration. Trust what you see in the sky. Trust the stars that greet you in the evening, even if they seem to have repositioned themselves. Trust that. Trust what you know, what you have learned, what you have discovered, and what you continue to do. You have learned it well. Do not dismiss it now. If you will yield your truth, then yield it for something greater. For there is no one greater. You have earned well this life, this time. And the reward is a greater truth. It is greater knowledge. It is a more profound being. Let yourself receive that now. For as I greet you now, it is what I see, it is what I offer to you profoundly. I am profoundly grateful for your presence upon the earth, upon my body. Grateful for the thoughts, grateful for the prayers, what you have done, what you are, what you think, and what you continue to be. Receive my gratitude now. Is that all you have to give? I have heard it, I have known it. No, no, so much more. Take a moment now. I ask only this of you. Stand for one moment. Stand now. Stand for one moment. Stand. Stand and know that you have received this moment. Stand in honor of what you are, of what you have accomplished, of the truths that you have learned and those that you have shared. stand because you are teachers, because you are healers, because you are citizens, because you have endured and because you have given and because you have loved and because you continue to do so. Stand and say simply, I am and I know and I receive this from the earth, for I also have given it and continue to do so. I give you my gratitude and I give it to you as you stand, so that you will receive and know that you are and that I am with you. Take your seats now and hold yourselves high. Recognize that fifth chamber in that heart, that peripheral vision, that truth that knows no bounds. But what I give to you now continues to give everlasting, everlasting life, yes, everlasting truth and gratitude. Receive my welcome as I receive yours. Until the next moment, I am that which you know as Gaia, your earth, your truth.
Greetings from home. We have waited so long. Our hearts are pounding at the excitement that we have for you. For you are taking the next step. It is happening this day. You are creating a new reality, not only on Earth, but in your hearts. Every one of you has the opportunity now to step to the next level. Yes, it will be difficult for some, but it does not need to be difficult for long. For you must understand that everyone will go through difficult times, for there is no light without the darkness. Greet it, welcome it. Move through it, and know that every once in a while you will experience a little pain, but we tell you misery is a totally optional experience. That is your choice, for you are the free choice game. You have been the only game of free choice. It is being replicated over and over and over again, as was spoken earlier today by Tobias. It is creating on a multidimensional level. And if you will only stop when you look at the beautiful mountains, when you see the beauty, when you hear the bird, all those things are the energy that you send to the new earth. To start it off right, to make a place that will support your heart and your work and allow you to stand in the light, allow you to do what you need to do, what you came here to do. So many of you have been studying home and trying to remember home. Let us tell you what it looks like from our perspective. It is not easy sometimes. Many times you are like the little ant on the floor. And we can tell you that the breadcrumbs are right over here, if only you will turn right. And we shout at the top of our lungs, turn right, turn right. We watch in sadness if you turn left. And we rejoice because it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And that you are doing. You have stepped forward into your light. You've stepped forward into your sacred contracts, which will now enact because the collective vibration of humanity has reached a trigger level. Take it with you fully. know that there will be the emergence of a new type of person on this planet. For so long, you have waited for us to come and intercede in your world, to show you the way, to give you guidance when you asked. Dear ones, we are always there with you every moment. It is not possible for you to be alone. And we wish you would stop trying so hard. The emergence is the human angel. For now you have the abilities to help each other. Find ways to empower each other. Find ways to make everyone around you the most powerful being and in their passion, and you will elevate every part of your existence. And you will be home. Because home is coming here. You have created that. And it is happening this day. And we are so very proud of you. You are leading the way. Fear it not. Step forward, one step at a time, into your passion, into your light, into your joy. Because that's when you become the highest use to the universe that you can be. That's when you become on purpose. It is what you have come to do. Healers and teachers, all of you, you will lead the way vibrationally to the next level. Dear ones, long ago you have surpassed the day of Atlantis, but now you are equaling the days of Lemuria. It is such a joy, for you have so far exceeded the greatest possibility that you scripted when you began the game. And we make space for that. For you are the human angels. Do you know who you are? We do. And we reflect your magnificence as we spread our wings so that you can take your place in the rightful honor of your existence, of your work. Follow the heart. It knows the way. Treat each other with respect. Nurture one another and play well together. But we also leave you with one final piece. For laughter is the language of angels. And we leave you with a little laugh. Hee hee.
How much we honor you for your steadfastness and your tenacity. And we thank you for once more answering a clarion call. You have answered many before, but this is the most important one that you have ever answered. We honor you for listening to the whisperings of your soul. We respect you for not listening to all of the chatter of the mass consciousness around you. And you were very brave for stepping out from that collective consciousness belief structure. We want to give you a little idea of how important this time is and why you had to be here at this reunion of the soul family of Michael and of all the other angelic beings and all the masters. You might say, I am just the guardian overseer, the one that agreed to join you, be with you throughout this great experiment in this universe. You see, most all of you come into your externalized consciousness at a very, very long time ago. That is what it means to be an old soul. All of the sparks of divinity came forth at one time, but they came into the awareness of their I am, that you are a spark of consciousness, a spark of divinity, a facet of God with consciousness, a co-creator ability. And so you answered a clarion call to come to this universe and to join, be encoded with this divine blueprint. And then you went out and you experimented throughout this universe. And then you answered another clarion call. And you came together and we infused deep within your sacred heart a mission, a part of your divine mission. It wasn't, would not be a time trigger, it would be an event trigger. There would come a time when you would feel the impulse that there is something you must do, there is something you must be a part of. And that time is now. We've explained in our message how the great sentinels were here on the earth, the receivers and the senders of the energy, these great and magnificent beings who agreed to hold the divine energy of this planet. And those were shattered and folded into the earth. And those are those beautiful crystals, the fragments of God consciousness that are coming back to you now. Any wonder that they are so precious to you? And you see, in this time when these wonderful crystalline grids, all of these energies are being rebuilt around the earth, you are the ones who will be the sentinels. You are the ones that this refined creator light must come through. It cannot come down in a blanket effect because the chaos would be too much. And humanity at large, and even the earth, is not ready to receive that level of God frequencies. It must be filtered through you, through your earthly essence. That is why we call you transducers. And so I am going to ask you, and you must say aloud, I am going to ask you if you are ready to take on this task, to fulfill that mission that you agreed to so very long ago. For it is a great responsibility as well as a magnificent opportunity and a gift. But you must stay centered. You must not let the distortions and all that is going on around you affect you. For you must stay centered in the heart. And you must allow that creative light to flow through you. And you must ignite it with your love. That is the ignition. Unconditional love. Go into your pyramid of light in the fifth dimension to be nurtured, to be filled to overflowing. Go there at night in your sleep time to support you, to encourage you, to gird you up for the day, for what you must experience. They say these times will be tumultuous, but if you stay centered and you see all of this from a higher vantage point, you will prevail and you will move through these times of transition with ease and grace. And so I ask you, beloveds, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Then so be it, and so it is. And so we ignite that sword of light that you have carried all of these many lifetimes, you, the family of Michael, use it to sever those discordant energies or anything that is keeping you tethered to the illusions of the third and fourth dimensions. Those dimensions are being cleared and harmonized as you soar among the stars and into the higher dimensions. And this wonderful energy deep within the earth is igniting and pulsating. Feel it with your heart. You are being ignited and you are being nurtured, or you are being fed from within the earth and also from the highest level. Oh, beloved ones, these times are most miraculous. And we tell you, these that sit here, we also answered a clarion call a very long time ago. We are not separate. We are just a different facet of the light of our Father, Mother, God, and the Creator. Again, we say, we honor you for your bravery. Know that we are with you every step of the way as you make this journey back. The way has been prepared for you. They call it a string theory. We call it the light, the streams of light that connect you to each other, and the streams of light that connect you to your divinity that is scattered throughout this universe. We surround and enfold you in an auric field of love and protection. Know that you are loved most profoundly. I am the Archangel Michael, and I bring you these truths. And so it is.
And so it is. What an honor to be sitting here with the beautiful energy of Gaia, the love and compassion of the group of angels, the strength and the wisdom of Archangel Michael, the dynamics, the heart, and the essence of the Kryon, magnetic master, and me, an old dead Jew. Soon to be going through puberty. I do need to keep that boy Sam off the internet these days. Dear consciousness workers, we keep track of the prayers, of your requests, and things that are of concern in your life. And one of the things that has moved to the top of the list lately is the feeling that so many of you are having, that you're being watched. Eyes. You see eyes when you close your own eyes. You feel off the side of your shoulder there's somebody watching or looking, but when you turn, you don't see anyone. Indeed, you are being watched. The work that you're doing, the choices that you're making, are being watched by so, so many. Oh, take a deep breath with that. They can't do anything. But they're watching to see what you're doing with your new consciousness, your new energy, what you're doing as masters in this new age. The ones who are watching are your angelic families from where you originally came from. They're the past life aspects of yourself who want to know what you, the designated ascendee of all of them, are going to do. The watching is coming from the aspects we talked about today that are hurt and wounded. They want to come home. They want a safe space. They want you to be real and true to yourself. They want you to finally trust who you are. The eyes are also those of the world right now. For the world is in a state of change. The world no longer feels a sense of trust with its leaders, its business executives, or many of the traditional spiritual leaders. Humans on Earth right now are looking for a pathway. They're looking for a standard, and they're not sure where to find it. So you're feeling their eyes probing, looking. See something in you or feel something in you and wants to know what's going on. Who are you? Why are you different? Why do you have a different resonance? Why do you have a different way? The eyes are coming from those close around you. They admire you and they love you. Perhaps they haven't understood your ways, but they haven't understood their own ways either. And they're beginning to see that so much of what you've talked about is coming true. So much of the sage advice you've given is actually true. The eyes that are watching you right now are coming from those who you've had challenges and issues with. They want to resolve these with you. They want to bring unity, but they're not sure, based on the old situation, what you're going to do. Oh, they hope, they want to believe that you are a standard of new consciousness. The eyes that you feel are coming from the angels. All those dear ones we talked about earlier today, who are preparing to make their first entry into this earth or of the new earths. They want to know what it's like to live 1,000 or 2,000 lifetimes. They're watching you because they want to know, how can you immerse yourself so deeply into duality that you forget who you are? How do you remember that you are God also? Eyes are upon you, and you've known it. You knew it when you took on this work. You knew you would be setting the example. You would be the standard. So you say to yourself, with all these eyes watching right now, what should I do? It's a bit intimidating, a bit frightening. And we say to you, do the natural thing. Be who you are. You've built into yourself, into your consciousness, your own ascension, your own solutions, the ability to heal your body yourself by giving it permission. It knows how to do it. It wants to do it. Let that whole old human limitation and fear, let it go. Get into such an intimate trust with your own biology that it can do what it knows how to do. The challenges in your life that come around, understand that every one of them contains your solution right now. It doesn't have to come in from somewhere else or someone else. It's there right now. Oh, it may not be the solution that your human mind or your little human self might make or understand, but it is the divine solution that you've already created and you've already placed it in this now moment. Just take a deep breath and trust it. Trust yourself so implicitly that all of the noise and the commotion from the outside matters not. As we're all telling you today and throughout this weekend, you are the angels. You are the gods. You are the healers of yourself. Right now, you're taking that quantum leap to integrate all of yourself in this lifetime right now. You're taking the quantum leap to go beyond the mind, to become all that you truly are. It is about total, total trust, undeniable trust, trust that you would die for, but that you don't need to die for. As you follow your own natural way, your own voice, your own solutions, you become the new standards for all humanity. You create the potentials for the others. You create the potential for solutions that will help to unify countries, that will help to balance the financial systems, that will create the answer to this energy crisis. And I'm not just talking about oil, I'm talking about energy on Earth. You create the unity that helps people have the compassion and the love for each other, knowing that the journey shared is common to all. So take a deep breath. The eyes are watching. They're wanting to know what you're going to do now. And the answer is truly up to you. The way is natural. The way is not have to be forced or pushed. It doesn't have to be artificially manufactured. It's right here, right now. Love yourself and accept that you already know, and so it is.
Greetings, dear ones, I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. But you knew that. And so we reach the end of a time that some of you have planned for. For a long time. And what does it mean to you this day that the four human beings on my left and the one on my right, as my partner sits here, have spoken the same message to you for 3 days? What does it mean to you that there is a synchronicity of spirit that coordinates itself so well, fitting literally into one message in a few words? Could you begin to accept that the message may actually be so after all of this time? Oh, think of what has been said just in these moments. Gaia said, do not fear the light, for it is you. The group of angels, they said, trust your heart. He knows the way. Archangel Michael, you are sentinels of the light. And Tobias, the only one who has walked this earth as a human being, who knows human beings and the way they think even more than the rest of us, had the profundity to say, trust your heart and give it permission to change. And what does this tell you? Could there be a common message with five entities so different in their scope, so different in their process, representing five human beings so different in their personalities, and they all get together and give you the same message? So, dear human being, this is not a time where Krein is going to give you profundities of teaching or reach into the blackness of space and bring you physics. This is a time when I wish to melt your heart. And it is Krein who wishes to ask you the question, what about you? Who are you? Who are you really? What brought you to sit in the chair? Could it be that you came here not to look, but to change? And did I not hear a vocal response earlier that said yes? And a moment ago, did you not stand with Gaia and agree? And to my way of thinking, dear human being, that is a contract. What are you going to do with it? In the teachings that I gave earlier, I made a statement that said it is impossible for a human being to unknow something. You can't forget what you did, and you can't take it back. There is a shift upon this land, and we have all spoken about it. We are not separate. Each of us who you have heard this evening are pieces of the whole, coming through separate human beings, through their filters, through their personalities, through their integrity, to give you the same message. And that is that you are a piece of God, that you did not come here to suffer, that you did not come here to go through trial and tribulation, that all of this is so that you can find the Creator inside, one that wishes to be found. And that is the message. Could it be any clearer? Could it be any simpler? Could it be any more loving or direct than that? There are no complexities beyond which you can solve. God does not give you a puzzle that does not have the answer within. And the big issue, and we have said it so many times before, is that you sit here thinking you are singular and you're not. For within you is the very Akashic record of all of your lifetimes. And you can call upon these things. You can look through the eyes that are different. Listen to Gaia. And whose eyes are those that are so different? They belong to the Akash. They belong to the memory. As Archangel Michael said, they belong to the crystalline grid, and that is you. And so, dear human beings, before us, we close this time of joy, of sweetness, of laughter, of love. And we all tell you something collectively. When it's over, in 3D, it isn't over. For these energies which you have seen this evening are yours to take with you. A piece of us goes with you. You'll never be alone. Have you heard that before? From the lips of Tobias, you're never alone. And you've heard that. And that's because it's so. Tonight, when you are alone, perhaps you wish to walk outside, hold your hands up to the sky, and say, let the shift begin, and let it be me. And some of those things will be healing, the healing of the heart, of the mind, the tempering of situations that you cannot figure out, and the start of a new human being with different eyes and a different heart and a different way. It has been said in this very panel, you are the ones, sentinels of the light, to lead this entire event. And that is it. And that is it. And so we say in finality that there are so many angels in this room that know your name and that are watching you to see indeed whether you will ask the question, who am I, to change the world? And you can answer back, I am God. And you will be right. And you will be right. And so it is.
Breathe deeply and go into your heart space if you're not already there. And feel this love Spirit has for you. Feel the love you have for Spirit. Feel the love you have for this planet. Feel the love you have for your contract to be with this planet, the microcosm of the macrocosm. Know that you are the wind. You are the waters. You are the trees. You are the furry spirits. You're the dirt, you're the ash. You're the thunder. You're the stars that guide you. You're the moon that cools you, and you're the sun that warms you. But most of all, know that you are I am. And so it is.